ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be'ezus Hashem be a Meseches Sanhedrin Dav Zayin. Meseches Sanhedrin Dav Zayin has many different inyanim in it, and we're going to be'ezus Hashem cover whatever we can in the allotted time. And we're going to start with the memra that the Gemara brings down on the Pasuk in regards to the fact that Aaron HaKohen made the eagle, Vayar Aaron Vayiven Mizbeach Lefanov. So the Gemara says, Mara, Omar Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes Omar Rabbi Lazar, Ra Chor Shezavuach Lefanov. The Gemara darshins, Vayiven Mizbeach, instead of it meaning the Pashup Shat that he built a Mizbeach, rather it means, Vayiven he understood, Miloshen Havana, Mizavuach Lefanov, from Chor, who was Zavuach in front of him, who was killed. So the Gemara says, he saw Chor was Zavuach Lefanov. Because Chor did not agree to make the eagle, so Klal Yisrael killed Chor. So Aaron HaKohen, al pi that, made the following cheshbon. Amar, he said, Eloi shamana luhu, if I don't listen to them, avduli kada avdu b'chor, they'll do to me what they did by Chor, umekayim bi, and I'll be neskayim in me the pasuk, with their ritzicha of me, the same thing that it says in regards to the fact that Klal Yisrael killed b'soif bayis rishon Zechariah HaNavi, and it says over there in the pasuk im yaharig b'miktash Hashem kohen v'navi, and the pasuk means to explain that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that that's why the Beis HaMikdash was actually charav b'soif, because of this avera of the fact that they killed a kohen v'navi. Meaning to say, there is no takana on such an avera. So too, Aaron HaKohen says, if they would kill me, there would be no takana to Klal Yisrael, and there would not be a possibility of them to do tshuva. Instead, said Aaron HaKohen, mutav deli avdu le'egel, it's better that they should make an egel and serve the egel, even though that's an inyan of avodah zarah, because efshur havi lehu takanta b'tshuva. For that avera, there is a possible takana for tshuva. So Hayyotze, Aaron HaKohen made a cheshbin, that if they would kill him, so there would be no takana b'tshuva, just like we find when Klal Yisrael killed Zechariah HaNavi, im yaharig b'miktash Hashem kohen v'navi. So it's better that they should be make an egel and be ovid avodah zarah, because that does have a takana b'tshuva. So we have to understand, what's the difference? Just like the avera of avodah zarah has tshuva, why wouldn't the avera of killing Aaron HaKohen also be able to be mitukan ayidei tshuva? So in the Achrayim, there are many different Pirushim, and we are, Be'ezus Hashem, going to talk about three of them. And the first Mahalach that we're going to say is the Maharsha in Chidushei Agadais. The Maharsha says, V'zeh l'shaynei, l'fi shahatayra nitna lanu, l'shmaya l'chachmei tayra. Now, l'chayra, what he means to say is that one of the basic things that upholds the kiyum ha-tayra is the fact that we are meshubid to listen to the Chachmei HaTorah. If not for the Chachmei HaTorah, Chas V'Shalom, every individual would interpret the Torah in the way that he wants to, and he would not be Meshubid to the Emes HaMesayra and Torah Shebal Peh, how the Torah is really meant to be understood. So in order for the Torah to have a Kiyum, it is a basic Halacha that we have to be L'Shmaya El Chachmei HaTorah. And the Mashah says further, who are those Chachmei HaTorah? V'heim Kohen V'Navi. The classic example of Chachmei HaTorah is Kohen V'Navi. And the Maharsha quotes Psukim that shows that the Chachmei HaTorah was Ubasa El HaKehanim and also the Pasuk of Navi Akim Lahem. So in order to create that the Torah should be able to be upheld and be Niskayim, it needs that Klai Yisrael should be Shemeya El Chachmei HaTorah V'Heim Kohen V'Navi. Zog the Maharsha, V'Hinei Zechariyahu, Zechariah HaNavi, on whom the pasuk of Im Yaharig B'miktash Hashem Kohen V'Navi is talking about, Haya Kohen V'Navi, he was Sai Kohen and Sai Navi. Shemishnei Tzadim Elu Haya Lahem L'Shmayalai. Because of these two miles that he had, Kohen V'Navi, Klal Yisrael surely should have heeded to what Zechariah HaNavi said. Nevertheless, V'Heim Leidai Lahem Shalai Shamulai Aval Herguhu B'Mokim HaMikdash. Not only didn't they listen to Zechariah, they actually killed him in the Mikdash. Avin kazeh, I efshar lehiskaper b'tshuva. Such an avera can never be miskaper b'tshuva. Now, l'chayra, the pshat in the Maharsha is that the koyach of tshuva is only to be mechaper on specific individual averas. But an avera which undermines the entire kiyum and mesayras atayra, that's less lehuta kanta. And that's what Aaron HaKohen was saying as well. Because Aaron HaKohen was also a kohen v'navi, so he was also bechlal what the Maharsha says, atayra nitna lanu l'shmaya el chachmei atayra. It's part of the etzem kiyum atayra that Klal Yisrael has to listen to Aaron HaKohen. So if they would have gone ahead and killed Aaron HaKohen, that would have been an akira in the Iker kiyum and the Mesayra Satayra, and would have not have been possible for Klal Yisrael to do tshuva for such a thing, would have been less lehu takanta. That's the first pshat, the pshat of the Maharsha in Chidushei Agadas. The second pshat that we'll say is from the Teiras Chaim. The Teiras Chaim says there's a very big difference between the Avera of Aveda Zara and the Avera of Shvichas Damim. The Avera of Aveda Zara is retractable. If afterwards Klal Yisrael will decide to be Maida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accept upon themselves the Amun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they retracted from their Avera of Aveda Zara. Whereas by Ritzicha, it's impossible to retract the Ritzicha. Once a person is killed, once they would have killed Aaron HaKohen, they can never bring him back to life. Therefore, on such an Avera, there is no tshuva at all. Now, this Mechahalech L'chayr needs a Tosefes Biur. So why did Aaron HaKohen mention the Pasuk, which is written in regards to Mises Zechariyahu, Im Yehareg B'Mikdash Hashem Kayin V'Navi? L'chayr, this is a klal in regards to all Harigas, not just the Hariga of a Kayin V'Navi. So it could be the Pshat in the Gemara Al-Pi the Taras Chaim is as follows. The Pasuk says in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'la'aretz la'yechupar la'dam asher shupach ba, ki'im b'dam shayfchai. There is no kapara for shvichas damim. The only possible kapara for shvichas damim is ayidei dam shayfchai, ayidei the misa of the Reitzeach himself. This pasuk sounds like the yisoid of the Teiras Chaim, that be'emes, there is no regular mahalach of kapara in regards to shvichas damim. Dam that's shupach, dam that's spilled out into the ground, has no way of being neskaper. There is one possibility of being mechaper, and that's only through dam shayfchai. If there's a nekama taken where the reitzeach himself is killed, that becomes a kapara for the dam that was nishpach. This idea is exactly what was found by Misa Zecharia. The Gemara says later in the Masechta on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, and it's also a Gemara in the fifth parak of Masechta Gittin, that when Nebuzradan came to the Beis HaMikdash, and he found that there was blood bubbling on the floor. It was actually the dam of Zechariah HaNavi, which was bubbling and was being reiseach for so many years. So Nebuzradan asked, what is this? So the Kohanim tried to fool him and to say that it's dam zvachim. It is the blood of Karbanis. Nebuzradan went ahead and he shechted other animals to compare the blood. And he saw that the blood was not comparable, so he understood that it was actually human blood. Amalei, he said, Anam mefaisanalei. I'm going to be mefayis this blood. Nebuzradan was being oimed on the nekuda that v'la'aretz la'yechupar la'dam asher shupach ba ki'im b'dam shayfchai. The only possible way of being mefayis and of being mechaper for shvichas dam is only with being shayfech the dam of the reitzeach himself. So what did Nebuzradan do? The Gemara relates, Aisi Rabbanon, Kotili Lave. He brought Rabbanim and he killed them on top of the dam of Zechariah Navi, Veloinach. But that wasn't enough. The dam of Zechariah Navi did not rest. He went ahead afterwards, Aisi Dardaki Debeirav. He brought Tinekel Shabbos Rabban, Kotili Lave, Veloinach. Still, the dam was not quiet. Aisi Pirche Kahuna, he took Kehanim, Kotili Lave, and still Veloinach. Ad, says the Gemara, the Katal Alevei Tishin Va'arba Riboy. He killed 940,000 nefashis over the dam of Zechariah, V'loinach. Which means to say that Be'emes Min HaShemayim, the Tviyah of Ritzichas Zechariah Navi was not mispayas, even with shechting 940,000 people. Karav L'Gabeinu Vizradin came along and he said, Omar, he said, Zechariah, Zechariah, Toivim Shebehem Yibadetim, Nir Kalach Daktalina Lakulu, I already was ma'abed the Taivim, the best of Klal Yisrael, would you want me to have to kill all of Klal Yisrael in order to be mefayis your dam? Because the Ritzichas Zachariah was a Ritzicha of collective Klal Yisrael. So is the only way to be mefayis your dam by killing all of Klal Yisrael? After he said that memra, the Gemara says that the dam of Zachariah was noch. So this klal, that if a person or Klal Yisrael as a whole kills somebody, that there is no rest and there's no kapara to the dam hanishbach, only b'dam shayfchay, and the regular darkei atshuva and the regular darkei kapara do not work, that's something gufa which was found in the killing of Zachariah, which is merumas in the pasuk of im yaharig b'mikdash Hashem kayin v'navi. So the fee this, it's understandable what Aaron HaKayin was saying. If Klal Yisrael would go ahead and kill me, they would be in the same situation where the regular darkei kapara would be insufficient, and the only way to be machaper in my dam would be with a mass hariga of Klal Yisrael. That's less lutakanta, which is why Aaron HaKayin chose that instead they should do the aver of Avodah Zarah. That's a regular avera. That's not an avera which requires killing out all the perpetrators. That has the regular mahalchim of tshuva v'kapara, and it's islahu takanta bit tshuva. That's the chayra, the aimik of the beer of the pshat of the Teres Chaim over here. What's the chayra, however, still tzarech iyun b'divrei HaTeres Chaim, is that im kain, even the hariga of chur should also have been less lahu takanta. Now that the Teres Chaim is being masber that this is a general klal in shvichas damim, not necessarily because Aaron HaKayin had a special maila of Kayin Venavi, so the hariga of chur itself should have been less lutakanta, and that's something which we don't find. V'tzarech iyun. A third pshat over here in the Achrayinim is the pshat of the Maharatz Chiyus. The Maharatz Chiyus says that there's a difference between all Averis and the Avera of Ritzicha. Not for the reason that the Taras Chaim says, but for a different reason that's Mavur in the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Ritzeach, Perek Dalid, Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, Af al pi sheyesh avoinis chamurim mishvichas damim, even though some Averis, for example, Avodah Zarah, is be'emes more chamer than shvichas damim, nevertheless, shvichas damim has an akuda which other averes don't have, because other averes ain behem hashchasas yeshuvay shel oylam. Afila avodah zarah vein tzarich lemer arayas achil shabbos einon k'shvichas damim. Zog the Rambam that shvichas damim has a gevissa chamer which the other averes don't have. That shvichas damim is hashchasas yeshuvay shel oylam. Therefore, the Rambam says behemshich dvarav. V'chol mi sheyesh biyadei oven zeh, harehu rasha gamor, ve'ein kol ha-mitzvahs she'asa kol yamav, shkulin k'neged oven zeh. No amount of mitzvahs that a person may do could be shakal k'neged this avera of ritzicha. And the chayre, the Rambam over here, is being meramiz to what he says in Hilchos Tshuva, that the kviyas of a rasha and a tzaddik is taloi in the balance of mitzvahs and averas. And the Rambam explains that the balance of mitzvahs and averis doesn't necessarily work with numbers, how many mitzvahs and how many averis, but rather mitzvahs and averis have a specific value system which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Therefore, it's possible for a person to have a miut of averis in number and a ribuy in mitzvahs in number, but some of those averis that are the miut are much more chomer than the mitzvahs, and in that case, he'll be considered a rasha. And the opposite is also possible, that sometimes a small amount of mitzvahs could be more valuable than a large amount of averis, and he's going to have an inyan of a tzaddik. So based on that, Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam here in Hilchos Reitzeach is telling us that the avera of Ritzicha, if a person has that avera, no amount of mitzvahs can weigh out that avera, and he's always going to be considered harehu rasha gomor. That's the yisoid of the Rambam. So the Maharatz Chiyus understands that that's also the aside of our Gemara that says, Lehavi lehu takanta l'aylam. They're never going to have a takana. Now this Maharatz Chiyus is be'emes a very big chiddush, because it's true that the Rambam says that if you want to decide if he's a Rasha or a Tzaddik or a Beinani, that the Avera of Ritzicha is very chamer, and no matter how many mitzvahs he has on the other side, he's going to have a din of a Rasha. But the Rambam does not say that the Avera of Ritzicha is not rectifiable by a day teshuva. That's a chiddush which the Maharatz Chiyus is being maisif. And the chayre, the Maharatz Chiyus understands that just as the Rambam says that the avera of Ritzicha cannot be countered by any amount of mitzvahs, because it's yesh bei hashchasas yeshuvei shalaylam. So too, this inyan of hashchasas yeshuvei shalaylam is something that cannot be rectified ayidei tshuva. Tshuva only works for averis that are just averis. They're between a person and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But an avera which is a hashchasa of the world, that's not rectifiable ayidei tshuva at all. That's the yesod that the Maratzchias wants to build off this Rambam, and that's how he's being masber our Gemara. The Maratzchias also, we have the shayla that we had on the Torah Chaim, that imkain, that should be true even in regards to the Ritzicha of Chor. The Ritzicha of Chor is also hashchasa yeshuva shalaylam, and we don't find that that's less lutakanta. The Gemara is mashma that Aaron HaKain was saying that specifically if they kill him, that's going to be something that's less luhu takanta. This nakuda is something which is only good l'chayre l'fida mahalach of the Maharsha, that he says specifically a kayan v'navi, which are the chachmi atayre, it's killing them which has this chaymer of less luhu takanta. But l'fida tayres chayim and the maratzchias, that's tzarech iyan. Now we have to be meisif one nakuda. Was this cheshbon of Aaron HaKayin a proper cheshbon or not? So l'chayre, this is mitli tali and amachlekes Rashi and Taisvis. The Gemara says, as the Gemara brings down this memra, Amar Rav Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, loy nemar mikra ze ela keneged Maisa Egel. This pasuk is talking about the Maisa Egel, on which the Gemara brings this memra of Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes. Now which pasuk is the Gemara referring to when the Gemara says mikra ze? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi says that we're referring to the pasuk which the Gemara brings earlier, Beitzeya Beirech Nietz Hashem. Beitzeya means someone who makes a pshara. So too, Aaron HaKayin, says Rashi, was asa pshara beinoy levein atzmai. He compromised within himself. V'hayre heter, and he was mayre heter, lasseis lehemesa egel. It's mashma from this that this was a wrong cheshbon. Aaron HaKayin should not have made this cheshbon. It was a taina on Aaron HaKayin. And on him, the pasuk says, Beitzeya berich ni eitz Hashem. It angered a Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, Taisvis is mashma that it was a good thing. Because Taisvis says, which pasuk are we talking about? Akra de Tairas emes haisa befihu. The Gemara is going back to a different pasuk which we dashed in before, which says, Tairas emes haisa befihu. And it ends, B'shalom uvamishar halach iti, v'rabim heishav me'avain. So Taisvis says that v'rabim heishav me'avain is referring to Aaron HaKayin, which made this cheshbin through which he saved Klal Yisrael from doing an avera, which would have been Ein Lehem Takana. It's mashma from Taisvis that this was a good thing. But the emes is that it's not possible to say that it was really totally a good thing, because it's a mefurish pasuk in Parshas Ekev, which says, in Perek Tes Pasukov, Uva'aron his anaf Hashem ma'id la'ashmidai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with Aaron, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mashmid Aaron, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu intervened and davened for him. So we have to say, according to Taisvis, that the Gemara does not mean that it was sach hakol considered something good. Just the Gemara means that there was a tzad toiv to it. There was a nekuda of toiv, because through this, Aaron HaKayin was meshev rabbi me'avain, he saved Klal Yisrael from an avera which would have been ein lehem takana. But sach hakol, lemaisa, was a taina on Aaron HaKayin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at him, his anaf Hashem ha'oid, and he should not have done it. Ad kan shtickle number one. Now let's go weiter to the next shtickle. The Gemara behemshich brings down a memra of Rav Hamnuna. Amar Rav Hamnuna, ein tchilas dinay shel adam nidoin, ela al divrei Torah. The first din that a person is going to be nidoin on when he comes to Eilam Shekulei Emes is on divrei Torah. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, paiter mayim reishis madoin. So Rashi is Masbir. Mayim is a reference to Torah. Like it says in the Pasuk, Chai Kol Tzami L'chula Mayim. Paiter Mayim, the inyan of a person who patters himself and removes from himself the oil of Limanat Torah, that is Reishis Madain. That's going to be the first of the din that a person is going to be subject to. Now, Taisvis with Divrei HaMaskel Ella asks the kash on this Gemara. Frek Taisvis, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, is mashma that Divrei Torah is not the first nidain that a person is going to be gedant on. Because the Gemara says over there, and we'll quote the Gemara, Amar Rava, B'sha'a shemachnisim adam ladin, when a person will be brought ladin, Lifnei Bezin Shomalo. Imrim Lai, they ask him the following six questions. Nasasa v'nasata b'amuna. Did you deal in business honestly? Kavata itam l'tayra. Were you kaveya time to learn Tayra? Asakta b'piria v'rivya. Did you bring children to the world? Tzipisa l'Yeshua. Were you mitzapet to Yeshua to the ge'ula? Pilpalta b'chokma. And hevanta davar mitayich davar. So out of the six questions, the number one question is nasasa v'nasata b'amuna. Only question number two starts dealing with Torah, Kavati Itim L'Torah, and then again, they go back to Torah for questions number five and six, Pilpalta B'Chochma and Hevanta Davar Mitach Davar. It's mashma from the Gemara, that not like our Gemara that says that the first question that they're going to don a person on in Eilam HaEmes is about Torah. That's Taisus' question. So Taisus answers two Tirutzim. The first Taisus of Taisus is, over there, that Gemara is referring to a person who it is known that he was Isaac B'Tayra. They don't even have to ask him that question. The Shiloh that they're going to challenge him with is whether or not he was Kaveya Itim. So as far as Kaveya's Itim is concerned, whether or not he set aside specific set times, that question comes after the question of Nasasa V'Nasata B'Amuna. V'hachamayri, however, in our sugya that it says that the first question that they challenge him with is whether or not he learned Torah or not, that's going k'shalei asa klal. That's where their tvi on him is that he wasn't Isaac b'Torah b'chlal. That question comes before Nasasa v'Nasata b'Amuna. So Ayaytzi from Taisus' first teretz, that the order of questions is as follows. The first question that they ask is, did you learn Torah b'chlal? If that question is not a question because it's known that he was Isaac b'Torah, the second question that's asked is whether Nasasa v'Nasata b'Amuna, did you deal in business honestly? And the third question is whether or not you were Kaveya Itim, which means did you set aside specific times for Limud HaTorah, and not that you just learned here and there. That's the order of questions according to Taisus' first Teretz. Inami, Taisus has a second Teretz. Taisus in the second Teretz differentiates between Shailim Lai, the questions that they're going to ask a person in Bezlan Shalmala, and Kabbalas Dinoi, the Psak Din that a person is going to have in Bezlan Shalmala. And that's the chilik between the Gemara and Shabbos and the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Gemara and Shabbos is talking about the She'elos, the questions and the Tviyos that they're going to have on a person. And the order of the She'elos is first on Nasasa V'Nasata V'Amuna, and only afterwards on Inyanei Torah. Whereas our Gemara is referring to the Kabbalas Adin. The Psak Din is going to be first on the Inyanim of Limud HaTorah, and only afterwards on other Inyanim. And Taisus is Maisif, V'hachi Darish Leilakra, Tchilas Gilui Dinai, B'mashanotshu B'divrei Torah. The beginning of the Gilui HaDin, which means the Psak Din, that's going to be first Al Mashanotshu, on this that a person removed himself from Divrei Torah. And the Marashon Chidushi HaGadus is Masber, that this Taisefus of Taisus means to say that the drasha is coming from the seif of the pasuk. The seif of that pasuk says, "V'lefnei hisgala hariv netosh," which means to say that the gilui of the riv, the gilui of the din Torah, that's going to be first on netosh, on the fact that a person was netosh and removed himself from divrei Torah. So the she'ela is on nasasa v'nasata v'amuna first, whereas the psak din is on inyanei Torah first. Taisus Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Beis says a similar teretz, but instead of saying the Gilui Din is going to be on Torah first, Taisus says, Nifraim Mimenu, they're actually going to punish him first on Shalei Kava Atzmai L'Torah, that he did not learn. So the She'ela, again, according to Taisus and Kedushin, is also first on Asasa V'Nasata V'Amuna, but the actual punishment is going to be meted out first on the fact that he wasn't Lema Torah before the Inyanim of Nasasa V'Nasata B'Amuna. So this Taisus, L'chaire, needs to be understood. Why the chilek between the She'ela and the Psak Din and the Einish? If Nasasa V'Nasata B'Amuna takes precedence in the Din Torah, so just like we ask him that question first, we should actually paskin and give him the Einish on that first too. And if Divrei Torah is supposed to come first, so the initial She'ela should also be on Divrei Torah first. Why do we differentiate that the She'ela goes on Nasasa V'Nasata B'Amuna first, but the Psak Din and the Einish goes on Torah first? So the emes is that the emes we have to be oimid on what bechlal is the significance of what goes first and what goes second. What does it mean when we say that there's an order to the Shailas and there's an order to the Nidainim? What difference does it make? So, the emes is that the halacha of Ein Tchilas Dina Shel Adam Nidain El Al Divrei Taira is brought down lahalacha in the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Taira Paragimel. And Rav Shach, Zuchayna Levracha, over there in Avi Ezri, asked this question. What's the significance of the fact that the first question is on Divrei Taira? And Rav Shach is meisiv on this question, that if this is to bring out the chaymer of mitzvahs Talmud Taira and the aver of Bittel Taira, if anything, that should be a siba that should not be the first question, but rather it should be farther on and later on in the Din Taira. Because we find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Gemara says that a melech is nichnas ladin before other people. And the reason is, kehechi, that he should be nidain mikame delifshe charein af. He should be gedant before there is a charein af. Which means to say that as the din progresses, and Kavayachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that people are doing averis, the further on in the din we get, there is more charein af from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we want that the melech should go into din at a time that there is not yet a charein af. Im kein zok Rav Shach, if we wanted to bring out the chaymer of the aver of Bittel Taira, it would be more appropriate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should dan a person on the nyanim of Bittel Taira farther on in the din Taira, so that the full judgment will be meted out because it is a point where there's already charein af. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dons a person in the beginning, if anything, that brings out an akuda that the avera is less chamor. This is the taina of Rav Shach. So Rav Shach answers that the aside of this is based on this that the Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin, and the Rambam himself writes it earlier before that halacha, that G'dayla Talmud Torah Shemevi Lidei Maisa, that one of the milas of Talmud Torah is that it is a prerequisite to doing other mitzvahs. It's only through the fact that a person learns Torah and he knows what to do that he is able to do the other mitzvahs. That is why first a person is nidain on the lack of limud Torah, because that is the gairim for any other averis which he may have done afterwards. That's the beer of Rav Shach in the Inyan of Kedimus. Now, according to Rav Shach, it comes out that the Inyan of Kedimus is only applicable by limud Torah, which that is a grama for other averis. But between other averis themselves, there's no Inyan Bechlal to be makdim the din on one avera before another avera, because they are not gramas one to the other. In our Taisus, it's mevor not like that. Because our Taisus understands from the Sugya Masechta Shabbos that there's a Seder. First goes Nasasa v'nasata ba'amuna, then Kavata Itam L'Taira, then Asakta b'peri v'rivya, v'chulu. The fact that there's a Seder and other questions as well, and Nasasa v'nasata ba'amuna takes precedence, according to Taisus' first Eretz, Al-Kapanim, after Limud HaTaira in a general way, but before Kviyas Itam, and according to Taisus' second Eretz, Legabi the She'ela, Nasasa v'nasata ba'amuna comes first. That shows us that the Kedima is something which is shaykh by other mitzvahs as well, and not only by Limud HaTaira, which is maybe the Dei Maisa, Ukadas Rav Shach. So according to Taisvitz, we have to have a different understanding in the Inyan of Kedimas. And the Chayre, Be'emes, the two terutzim of Taisvitz, are misayvev around what is the Nakuda of Kedimas. The first teretz of Taisvitz seems to hold that the Inyan of Kedimas is machmas techashivus. The more chashav a mitzvah, the more chomer the avera, that goes first. Mimela says Taisvis, the most chashav a inyan is limud HaTaira in a general way, and that goes first. Once we pass that inyan, and if we know that the person was limud HaTaira, so the next bechashivus is nasasa v'nasata b'amuna, a person has to deal honestly in business. The next one in chashivus after that is the inyan of kviyas itam to set aside a set time for limud HaTaira. So I'll be the seder of chashivas, that's how the din Taira works, which is why it goes according to that seder. The second teretz of Taisus, however, is mevor that he holds that there are two inyanim of kedimas. One is an inyan of kedimas, which is based on chashivas, and the other is an inyan of kedimas, which is based on the seder habinyan, how a person has to build himself up. For example, we find that Chazal say, it's in Tana Deve Eliyahu, Derech Eretz Kadma L'Taira. Now, that does not mean that Derech Eretz is more chashav than Talmud Taira. Talmud Taira k'neged kulam. Im le'brisi yemim v'layla, chukesh shemayim v'aretz le'samti. Talmud Taira is the most chashiv of anything. However, in the Seder HaBinyan, how a person has to build himself up, first he has to be a mensch, first he has to have Derech Eretz, and only on top of that could we build Talmud Torah. But Be'emes, Talmud Torah is more chashiv than Derech Eretz. So Taisus is coming from these two inyanim of Kedimus, and in that he explains the relation between Limud HaTorah and Nesasa V'Nesata Be'emunah. Mitzad Echad, as far as the Indian of Chashivas is concerned, Limud HaTorah is avad the more chashuv, and that should take precedence. Mitzad Sheni, as far as the Seder HaBinyan is concerned, Nesasa V'Nesata Be'emunah should have Kedimus, and that should be dealt with first. Says Taisus, when Bezdin Shamayla comes to challenge and to ask a shaila to a person, what did you do? First, Bezdin Shalmaila challenges him, were you a mensch, nasasa v'nasata b'amuna? Did you go with the first step of binyan to at least deal in business honestly? That question is asked first. However, once Bezdin is at the point where they're going to actually paskin the halacha and mete out punishment, there, the first psak halacha and the first peronius comes for the inyan that's most chomer and most chashuv, which is limud HaTorah, prior to nesasa v'nesata be'emuna. That's the chayre, the bir ha'pashet, in this teretz of Taisus. So far, we have two terutzim on Taisus' kasha, the two terutzim of Taisus. There are two more terutzim to this kasha. The first teretz that we'll say is the teretz of the Maharsha and Chidushi Agadas. The Maharsha says that these two gemaras are talking about two different types of people. There are some people that have the kishreinus and the yechailus, it's efshar lahem, to sit and learn Torah and they'll be matzliach. And there are some people that weren't given the kelim, they can't devote their time to limud HaTorah. They're expected to go out into business. So the people that their avoda is to sit and learn, but for those people, the first question that they're going to be asked is if they learn Torah. And that's our Gemara that says, tchilas dina shel adam eina ela al divrei Torah. However, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos that says that the first question is the Sasav and Asatav Amuna, that's talking about a person who's not expected to devote his time to Limud HaTorah. He goes out to business. So by him, the first question is whether or not he dealt in business honestly. According to the Maharsha, he understands that the Inyan of Kedimus is mitli tali on what is the Ikar Avoida of the person. Whatever was the Ikar, that's the first question. Memeil, a person that's expected to sit on the Beis Medrash, by him the Ikar is Limud HaTorah, so Tchilas Dina is Al Divrei Torah. Whereas a person who goes out into the business world, by him the Ikar Avoda is Nesasa V'Nesata Be'emuna, which is why he's asked that question first. That's the teretz of the Maharsha in Chidushi Agadas. There's another teretz, a fascinating teretz, which the Maharat Tzchias in Masechet Shabbos of Lamed Aleph brings down B'Shem the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says that Be'emes, if you look in the six Shilas that Rava says that Bezdin Shalmala is going to ask a person, B'shar Shemachnisim Adam Ladin, those Shilas are not to be understood kipshutam. Rather, they are meramis to what the Gemara over there in Masechet Shabbos says earlier. The Gemara before that says, Amar Reish Lakish, Mai Dechsiv, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, V'hoya Emunas Itecha Chaysin Yeshuais Chachmas V'das? So Reish Lakish says, these six words, Emunas Itecha Chaysin Yeshuais Chachmas V'das, are being meramis to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Emunas Seder's Royim. And Rashi is Masbir, because Al Emunas HaAdam Saimchin, we are Saimch on the honesty of a person, Lahafrish Masreisav Karoi. That's Emunas. Itecha, your times, that's Pashit, a remes to Seder Mayid, which is the different times and the Zmanim of the year. Chaisen Ze Seder Nashim. Rashi is Mefarish. Chaisen is Lashin Yarshin. Va'ayidei Isha, Noldu Yarshin. Yeshuais, zeh Seder Nezikin, says the Gemara. Rashi's Mefarish, because Seder Nezikin, Meshion, and his Mazir, Lifresh Mehezik, Umehizchayev Mamin. Seder Nezikin is a big savior, it saves a person from a loss of money. Chochmas, zeh Seder Kadoshim. Rashi's not Mazber. L'chayre means, because there's a Indian of special Indian of Chochma in Seder Kadoshim. Das, zeh Seder Taharis. Says Rashi, because Das is another Madrega, it's Adif Mechachma. So it comes out these six terms, Emunas Itecha Chaisin Yeshuas Chachmas V'Das, are referring to the different Siddurim Shebishas. Zok de Vilna Gaon, That's what Rava is being meramis to in his memra as far as Mishash Adam Nechnasim Ladin, what they ask him. The first shayla they ask them is Nasasav and Asata Ba'amuna. That doesn't mean literally, did you deal in business honestly? It means, were you nisen v'nisen in Zroyim, which is called Amuna? The second question, Kavata Itam Taira, means were you Kaveya, the Limud HaTaira in Seder Mayad, which is called Itecha. The third question, which is a sakta b'piri v'rivya, doesn't mean literally whether or not he married and had children, but it means, were you Isaac in Seder Nashim, which is piri v'rivya. The fourth shayla, tzipisa liyeshua, liyeshua is nizikin. The fifth shayla, popalta b'chachma, chachma is kachim. And the sixth shayla, hevanta davar mitech davar, that is be'emes das, which is Seder Taharis. Hayyotze, the Rava Avada agrees, like it says in our Gemara, that Tchilas Dina Shel Adam is only B'divrei Torah. And all those six questions are different Chalakim of Limud HaTorah, and Be'emes Avada, the first question is in Torah and nothing else. That's the Pshat from the Gaon. Va'ad Kan, the four Biurim in this Gemara. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down Behemshech, Hahu Dehava Ka'amar Va'azel, there was a person that used to say, who was a member of people, Atarti tlas gan v'loy miktal. On two or three ganevis, a ganev does not get killed. Meaning to say that a ganev could get away with the first couple times that he steals. But eventually, the law is going to catch up with him. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, kruksiv, be'emes etzim afur shapasik. Koy amar Hashem, al shloisha pisha Yisrael. There were three pisham of Yisrael. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not punish them. Ve'al arba, but once they do the fourth time, lo yashivenu, I will not let that go. Rashi is masber, v'zeh l'shaynei, im oivar adam avera pa'amayim v'shalosh v'lei ba'al lav peronus, if a person does avera two or three times and he does not get punished, al yitame, da'atrei tlas gan v'lei miktol v'soifei lulkais b'achreina. Now the pashup shan in Rashi is mashma, that a person should not think that because he got away with it and he did not receive an einish the first two, three times that he did an avera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't punish him. But rather, eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marich af, v'gove delay, eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teveya and punishes on everything. That's the Pashup Shat L'chayr in the Gemara. But the emes is that there's a Gemara in Masechta Yumadav Peivavim Beis that darshens this very pasuk, and it's mashma differently. The Gemara says, v'zeh l'shayna Gemara, Tanya Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, Oivar Avera Pam Rishayna Meichel Elnoi. If a person does Avera one time, there's a Mechila. Shnia Meichel Elnoi. Shlishis Meichel Elnoi. There's an actual Mechila. Revius Ein Meichel Elnoi. There's no Mechila on the fourth Avera person's Oivar. Shenemar Koy Amar Hashem Al Shleisha Pisha Yisrael Val Arba Leish Shivenu. So the Pashat of Mashmais of the Gemara is, then the first three Averas that a person is Oivar, there's actually a mechila, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to punish him on that. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just ma'arich af, but eventually does punish him, like is the mashmais of Rashi in our sugya, but rather that there's an actual mechila on the first three averis that a person does. But the emes is that the pshat in this Gemara is mevur in the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Paragimel Halacha Hei. The Rambam over there is mechadash to us two nekudas. One nekuda that the Rambam says is that this that the Gemara says, that only from the fourth Avera and on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gaiva, that's Dafke B'tzibor. But B'yachid, already from the third Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mischashiv and Taveya. That's one Nekuda. The second Nekuda that you see in the Rambam explains at length how the system works, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel the first couple of Averas and only Gaiva afterwards. V'zeh L'shein HaRambam. The Rambam that we're going to quote is how he explains it by a Yachid, that starting from the third Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gaiva, but the same system works also by a Tzibur, just instead of the third, it's from the fourth. Zog the Rambam v'zeh l'shayner. B'shoa sh'shayklin avaynes adam im z'chuyaysav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to weigh a person's Averas and his z'chuyas. Ein mechashven alav t'chilas avin shachatabai v'loy sheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mechashev, doesn't take into consideration the first Avera or the second, and by a Tzibur, not the third either. Ela Mishlishi Ve'elach, and by a Tzibur from Revi. And how does that work? Zog the Rambam, Im Nimtzu Aveinaisav Mishlishi Ve'elach, Merubin al Schuyaisov. Oisun Shneha Avainais Mitstarfen Vedonan Isa Alakol. If after he does the first two Averis, when we put that aside, from the third Avera and onwards, there are more Averis than Schuyais, so he has a din of a Rasha. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meschasha with all the Averis that he has, including the first two that were put aside. But Ve'im Nimtzu Schuyaisov Keneged Avainaisov Hashami Oven Shlishi Ve'elach. But what happens if once we put the first two Averis on the side, and we only start from the third Avera, Keneged those Averis, he has more Schuyas than Avainais, and he has a din of a tzaddik. Then Ma'avirin Kol Avainaisov Rishon Rishon. Then what happens is, it starts a process where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'avir all his Averis Rishon Rishon. Why? Because the first two Averis are pushed aside and they don't go into the Cheshbon. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with the third Avera, HaShlishi Nechshav Rishon. Now, the Shlishi, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Meschashav with, now this is the first Avera. Shekvar Nimchalu Hashnayim. So, if the Shlishi is Nechshav Rishon now, so the Shlishi also, now that it's a Rishon, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also now Meschashav with that. V'chein HaRevi, HaRei HaRishon, Shekvar Nimchal HaShlishi. V'chein Ad Soifon. So, the Rambam teaches us a Maridik Mahalach, that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the first two Averas on the side, if he ends up being a Rasha, so he ends up getting punished on those first two Averis also. But if it's as far as the rest of his Averis are concerned, he has a din of a tzaddik because his schuyas are more. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not take into account the first two Averis, but that process continues over and over again because the third and the fourth become the first and the second, and they are Nimchal too. And then the fifth and the sixth become the first and the second, and they are Nimchal as well, and he ends up to have only schuyas. This is a Moiridik Mahalach of the Rambam in the Gemara in Masechta Yuma. And the Chayr, that's also the Oimik in our Gemara, which is darshaning the same Pasuk, that the first two Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not done with initially. Only if afterwards he turns out to be a Rasha from the third Aver and onwards, and by a Tzibra from the fourth Aver and onwards, that's when the other Averis become Nischashiv as well. Adkan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a Memra. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Reb Yonason, Kol Dayan Shadon Din Emes La'amitoi, Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael. A Dayan who's done a din, which is Emes La'amitoi, he brings down the Shechina L'Yisrael, Shenemar, Elekim Nitzav Badas Kel, Bekerev Elekim Yishpait. V'chol Dayan She'enoi Don Din Emes La'amitoi, a Dayan who's not done a din Emes La'amitoi, Goyrim the Shechina Shetestalik M'Yisrael, he causes the Shechina should remove itself from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar mishoid aniyim me'enkas of yoinim ata okum yoimar Hashem. Now we have to be medayik. What does this mean? Emes la'amitai. It should have just said kol dain shadon din emes. Is there more emes than emes? So the emes is that this terminology of emes la'amitai is found in other places in Shas as well. There's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Aleph that says Kol dayin shadon din emes la'amitoi, ma'ala alav akosov ki'ilu nase shutuv la'kosh baruch b'maase bereshis. And this is brought down in the Torah in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Aleph. And so too, there's a Gemara later on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and in Megillah Daf Tezvav that says, Asa da kodesh baruch hu liyais atara bereish kol tzadik v'tzadik. And the Gemara brings down different examples. What does it mean, tzadik v'tzadik? And one of them is liyayishav ala mishpat, Zedayin Shadon Din Emes La'amitoi. Furthermore, there's a Gemara Masechta Bava Basra Daf Chetz Amud Beis that says Vamaskilim Yazhiru Kezoyer Arakia Zedayin Shadon Din Emes La'amitoi. So in all these places, we have to be aimed on the same Shaila. What does it mean, Emes La'amitoi? So in our Gemara, Taisvis doesn't say anything. But in the Gemara in Shabbos and in Megillah, Taisvis addresses this Shaila. And Taisva says that Be'emes is a concept called a din meruma. What's a din meruma? So the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Beis says like this: Minayin ledayin sheyedeya bedin shehu meruma, shelo yoymar hoyel ve'edem me'edem achatchenu v'heikoyle toler b'tzavar edem. Tamad loymar midvar sheker tirchok. And Rashi is masber like this: Meruma means that a dayin is loymin mitoich divrei edem she'ein edusan emes. Sometimes a dayan could understand intuitively that the edim, even though there's no way to actually catch them al pi halacha, but he can tell that they're not really saying the emes. So a dayan who says, you know what, I'm just going to go with the letter of the law and I'm going to ignore the fact that it seems clearly that they're saying a sheker. A dayan who says that, that's called a din merumah, and he shouldn't do that. And if he does that, he's going to be over midvar sheker terchok. Zog taisus and mesecta Shabbos and mesecta Megillah. That's the pshat in the memra of dayan shadun din emes laamitai. Din emes means to say a din which is discernibly emes, and it's not a din merumah. So if a dayan is done din emes, that's going to come out to be laamitai. That's going to bring out the psak halacha, which is meant to come out, and there's not going to be a siluf, a corruption of the correct din. That's the pshat of these two taisvusim. However, the Beis Yosef in Chayshim Mishpat Siman Aleph, he finds the pshat of taisvus to be shver. He says that even if Chazal were to say kol dayin shadun din emes, it's obvious that we're referring to a din that's really emes and not a din merumah. Because a din merumah, bottom line, is not a din emes. So it would not be necessary to be say the word la'amitai in order to be memayit a din merumah. So the Beis Yosef says his own pshat, a meridike machmerdike pshat. Says the Beis Yosef, din emes means the correct din. And la'amitai means that his kavana was solely in order to bring out the emes and the right psak. But if mitzurif to his psak, he has some kind of hana, because he is either oyev the zakai or soine the chayev. This extra tziruf, even though the psak is correct, that makes that it's not a din emes la'amitai, and he doesn't have the milus of dayan shadun din emes la'amitai. Ad kan the pirush of the Beis Yosef. Frekta Maharsha mesechta Bava Basra daf Chesam Beis in Chedushei Agadis that l'chayre this mahalak of the Beis Yosef of emes la'amitai only stems in some of the Gemaras, but not in our Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin Dav Zayin. The Gemaras which only talk about the Tzad HaMaila, called Dayin Shadun Din Emes La'amitai, gets the bracha of Amaskilam Yazhiru Kazoyer Arakia, like it says in Masechta Bava Basra, or on him we say Ki'ilu Nasa Shutef B'maisa Bereishis, like it says in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. That can be understood, like the Beis Yosef is Mefarish, that it's a Dayin who has the Maila, that he has no personal hano and the psak at all. But in our Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says both tzadim. The Gemara says, kol dayin shadun din emes la'amitai is mashma shechina b'Yisrael. And connected that, v'chol dayin she'ein edun din emes la'amitai, goyrim l'shechina shetestalek m'Yisrael. If he's not done a din emes la'amitai, that's going to have the repercussions of a siluk ha'shechina. And the Gemara is masber, because that goes into the pasuk of Mishoid Aniyim, from the robbery that Aniyim have to suffer, Me'enkas Evyainim, from the screaming of Evyainim, Ata Okum Yaymer Hashem. Now I will get up, says Hashem. L'chaira, that Einish should not apply to somebody who done the right din, he just did not have the right Kavanas Lishma, and he had some Hana. L'maisa, there was no Shoid Aniyim, and there's no room for Enkas Evyainim. The Psak was correct. The fact that he happened to have had a personal Hana in the Psak Din as well, should not be nichlal on the Pasuk of Mishoid Aniyim U'me'enkas Avyayinim, and that should not be cause for such a terrible einish of Gairim L'shchina Shetestalek Mi'Yisrael. That's the kasha that the Marsha has against the Beis Yosef. Zok de Taz in Chayshe Mishpat Siman Aleph, that the Pshat in the Beis Yosef is like this. The reason why it's so terrible for a Dayan to have Hano out of a Psak that he makes is not for this specific Psak, but rather, that makes us be chayshesh that in the future, he's going to want to have that hana as well, and he's going to want to paskin l'taivas his friend, or keneged his enemy, and in the future, he may paskin on account of that, a psak which is not correct. That's why already now, when he has a side hana in this psak, it already has those repercussions of testalik shchinam Yisrael, because we already see a pattern which may bring to the corruption of the correct psak in the future. And Dr. Taz, the emes is, this is extremely meduyik in the Lashon HaPasuk. The Pasuk says, Mishoid aniyim me'enkas avyayinim ata okum, now I will get up, Yomer Hashem. Why is it mice of the Pasuk of ata? That means to be meduyik specifically this nakuda, that even though presently there is no shayit, and presently there's no enkas avyayinim, already now I'm going to get up because of what Hashem sees, are going to be the repercussions in the future. That's the Taz's Mahalach to be Miyashiv, the Shita of the Beis Yosef. L'maisa, there's another Mahalach, and that's Taisvis in Bava Basra of Chesam and Beis. Taisvis in Bava Basra says, Din Emes is La'afuke Din Merume, like the other Taisvis say. And what's La'amitai? Zak Taisvis simply, Shalayate Asadin, that the Dayan should not be Mata the Din and give the wrong psak. Now this L'chayr is a Pella. Shalayate Asadin, of course, doesn't need an extra word of La'amitai. The basic definition of a din emes obviously means shalayate as a din. So what does Taisus mean? Zok de Taz over there in Chayshav Mishpat Siman Aleph, a married de kapshat in Taisus. Because the emes is, what happens when a dayan shmeks that the edim are being made incorrectly and he sees it's a din maruma? So what's the dayan supposed to do? So lechayra, a dayan might be tempted to lehedi go ahead and paskin kineged these edim according to what he senses is the right psak. But the Torah in Siman Tesvav warns a dayan against that. And he says, even though a dayan who sees that the Edom are being made b'sheker and it's a din merumah should not paskin like the Edom, but he should also not paskin keneged the Edom. It's sheva al tase. Because you never know, maybe the Edom are paskin incorrectly. Rather, he should be mesalik atzmai min hadin. Azoy state in the Torah. Zogtetaz, this is exactly what Taisus is being meramez to. Kol dayan shadon din emes, that means to say, and he doesn't go with the din merumah, with the edim that he senses are not being made honestly. But la'amitai, which means to say, but on the other hand, he shouldn't go keneged the edim dafka and paskinalik them, because that might be a hatoya asadin. Through that, he may paskin the wrong psak. Therefore, in such a situation, he should be mesalik himself. The only case of dan din emes la'amitoi is in a case where there are edim and they're not being merameh, they're being made by emes, and then he paskins like them. That's din emes la'amitoi. That's the pshat in Taisvis. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's say one more shtickle before we have to sign off. The Gemara in Seif Zayin Amud Beis brings down a member from Rish Lakish. Ushfatetem tzedek. Amar Reish Lakish, Tzadeik es hadin, ve'achar kach chotcheihu. Now it's not clear what Reish Lakish means to say, and Rashi doesn't say anything over here. So, if you look, you can find three pirushim on this Gemara, L'chol HaPachas. The Maharsha says, in Chidushei Agadas, that what's bothering Reish Lakish is the stira of the Lashon Ushfatetem Tzedek. Ushfatetem sounds like Mishpat, and tzedek sounds like tzedakah, which is lefnim asher hasadin. So what Reish Lakish means to say is what the Gemara says earlier on the Vav Amud Beis, b'shem Reb Shimon ben Menasya, that initially, when you start a din, first you should look to make a pshara. That's tzedek. But once the din is underway, and the dayan heard the tzedakim, and he's yedeya leheichan adin naita, then already he can no longer make a pshara, and he has to paskin the halacha in pure mishpat. And that's what Reish Lakish means to say. Tzadeik es hadin. Go with the mahalach of pshara initially. Va'achar kach, but later on, chatcheyu, you have to go with mishpat. This is ksas dochuk in the lashon of Reish Lakish, but that's the pshat of the Maharsha. The Rashash brings down the Maharsha, and he says that it's a daichik. The Rashash says it means something else. What happens if a dayan looks into halacha and he finds a psak mefurish? But he has a kasha, he has a problem with the halacha, and he doesn't understand why the pshat is really meant to be that way. Should he say, meanwhile I'll paskin the halacha, and afterwards I'll try to be miyashavit? Or no? Says Reish Lakish, no. Tzadeik es hadin. First work out how to be miyashav the kashas. First work out that it should be tzadek lefanecha. And only afterwards do you have a right, chatcheyu, to paskin that way. And the chayr, the beer in this is, because if the din is shver, and he has to be miyash of the din, certain nekudas will come out, which may alter b'soif shal davar, the halacha l'maisa. That's why, tzadeik es hadin, v'achar kach chatcheyu. These are the mahalchem of the Maharsha and the Rashash. But the emes is, there is a pshat from one of the Rishayim. The Me'iri says a pshat. The Me'iri says that it means that if a din comes in front of a dayan, he shouldn't paskin quickly, rather he should be muslim b'din and think it through clearly. Tzadeik es hadin. And only afterwards, chatcheyu, only afterwards, should he paskin the halacha. Ad kan de shtikl, ad kan de shir, on Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.